Aleph on the base. Just let's quickly go over the Gemara we have learned last week, because it's Negeya, the Taisus and the Gemara later. Okay, so we heard in the Mishnah that Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel tainet to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir brought a raya from the Kefal Haloshin im Yavru. Then it says ve'im lo Yavru, and we don't assume what will be im lo Yavru from the Yavru. So Rabbi Meir brought a raya from this, that is Halochen Hilchus Tnoim. You need it tonight, Kofel. We don't say Michlal Hein Ato Shemei Alat. And Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel said, no, the reason the Torah said Im Lo Yavru was not to tell us they won't get whole Eretz Gilad. Whole Eretz Gilad they zicha won't get. They were only given Eretz Gilad Im Yavru. The Im Lo Yavru is coming to tell us that Afal Pikein, they'll receive a chelek in Eretz Kenan and in Eretz Gilad. That's what that's coming to tell us, that they're going to get a chelek. So, but Lagabi not receiving whole Eretz Gilad, that we can understand Michlal Hein Im Yavu. So the Gemara had said, Shapir Kamalei Rab Chanina ben Gamliel Rab Meir. Rab Chanina ben Gamliel said, very good, Rab Meir, that there's another purpose for the Im Lo Yavru, to tell us the Neichsu B'Seichachem. Be a svara to say, we can't send them, and they shouldn't receive a chelik in Eretz Gilad, and afilo in Eretz Knan, they shouldn't receive a chelik. Omer lecha Rav Meir, so Rav Meir, this is on Daf Samech Aleph from Adalef, Yisal kedaitach lav letnai kovlu da oso, lichtoi ve'im lo yavru v'nei chesu b'seichachem. So it should have said, im lo yavru v'nei chesu b'seichachem. So here, whatever you're telling me, these chidushim im lo yavru, it says v'nei chesu b'seichachem. Wherever Klal Yisrael has an achuze, which means Eretz Gilad, which means Eretz Knam, b'neichesu b'seichachem. So I know now, by not going over, they did not lose their chelek in Eretz Gilad and Eretz Knam. So, but there's two extra words, be'eretz Knan lomoli. But why did it have to say b'neichesu b'seichachem be'eretz Knan? But the Eretz Knan is extra. So the Eretz Knan is coming to tell us that im lo yavru, the pasuk is coming to tell us Eretz Kenan and not in Eretz Gilad. Like this, they were supposed to get their chelik, which was destined to them in Eretz Knan. They'd receive it in Eretz Gilad. So the Pasuk is telling us, but now we'll be in Eretz Kanan, not in Eretz Gilad. So from the word Eretz Kanan, I learned you need a Tanai Kofel. And Rab Chanina ben Gamliel had said, no, you need the Eretz Kanan for something else. It would say, v'nechzu b'seichachem alone, I would think, by not going over, we'll give them a chelek in Eretz Gilad, because they participated in the kibbush of Eretz Gilad. The next of B'seichem is going on Eretz Gilad only. But Eretz Kanan, I would think, we won't give them a chelik if they don't go over. They don't deserve a chelik. They didn't participate in the kibbush. So Eretz Kanan is coming to tell us that even in Eretz Kanan, without participating in the kibbush, if they don't go over, they'll get their chelik in Eretz Kanan. And Rav Meir said, "B'seichachem kol heiche de islachu mashmen." Rav Meir said, "B'neichzu b'seichachem means all over, wherever Klal Yisrael has an achuze. So v'neichzu b'seichachem, they'll also get this achuze. So memeile from v'neichzu b'seichachem, I know already they'll get a chelik in Eretz Kanan and Eretz Gilad." So the Eretz Kanan is miyuta to come to tell me that if they don't go over, they won't get, and the whole matana will become bottle, They'll get in Eretz Canaan, not in Eretz Gila. That is the Machloikes, Rav Meir and Rav Chanina ben Gamliel. Now, before we see Tosfos, we have to see the Gemara further. Tanya, Omar Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel said, Moshel Lemohadov Adoyim. And this Baraisa, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, is explaining what the agreement was between Shevet God and Shevet Reuven and Klal Yisrael, what the agreement was. So he explains it with a moshe. La adam shehaya mechalek nechosav levonov. A person was dividing his nechosim for his children. He said like this: Ama pleini bni yirish sada pleinis. This son should yashin field A. Upleini bni yirash sada pleinis. Then the second son should yashin sada B. Upleini bni, and my third son, Yitain Mosayim Zuz. He should give his first two brothers Mosayim Zuz. V'yirash Soda Plainis. And then we'll get the third field. So, Poshib Shat is, the third field is worth more than the first two fields. So Memela, he's saying, let the third son give his two brothers Mosayim Zuz. Then we'll get the whole third field, which is better than their two fields. That's number one. Then he said, "Ve'im lo yitain," but he said further. That's if he gives the Masayim Zuz. "Ve'im lo yitain," but if he doesn't give Masayim Zuz to them, "Yirash im echov b'shar nechosin." So then, he should get a chelik with his brothers im shal nechosim. That means the other nechosim, soda aleph and soda beis, he'll take a chelik. So that means, let us just explain a little bit. That means like this. He didn't speak about it. Soda, if you're not going to give Mosayim Zuz, so you're no yachsin in soda gimel. So, if you're not a yachsin, you're not better than the other brothers, so the gimel will be divided equally between all three brothers. That he didn't speak out. That's understood. You'll get whole Sada gimel if you give Masayim Zuz to your brothers. If you don't give Masayim Zuz to your brothers, so the gimel will go equally to all three brothers. But he was meisiv. He said if he won't give Masayim Zuz, he will also get a chelik in Soda Aleph and Soda Beis. That means, don't think I gave Soda Aleph and Soda Beis lechalutim to the first two brothers. That means he'll never get a chelik in Soda Aleph and Soda Beis. No. If he won't, I gave him an option to acquire Soda Gimel by paying Masayim Zuz. If he won't pay that, v'imlo yitain, Yirash im ochiv b'shar nechosin. So then he'll get a chelik of chelik aleph and chelik beis. And that's what he spoke about. Chelik gimel, the Rab Chanina didn't speak about. It seems chelik gimel is poshet that he'll get chelik gimel. The chelik gimel, all three will get together. So the Baraisa continues. Mi goram loy lirish im echol v'shar nechosim. So Rab Chanina is continuing with his mashal. How was he capable of getting a chelik in soda aleph in soda beis? Kfele goram loy, because the father said, if he doesn't give Mosayim Zuz, he should get a chelik and chelik aleph and chelik beis. So it would seem from this marshal as follows, that Rab Chanina is telling us that there was a deal made up with son number three by paying the first two brothers for the Malyuse that Soda 3 has, he'll get the whole Soda 3. That's if he pays them. if he doesn't pay them, so then he won't get the whole Soda 3. That's understood. The father didn't speak about that. The father Bechlal did not speak about Soda 3. The father said, but if he doesn't pay them, he'll get a chelik in Soda 1 and Soda 2. And Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel said, and if the father would not have said this, he would never have received a chelik in Soda Aleph and Soda Beis. That is what Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel said. That's the marshal of Chanina ben Gamliel, and that is pshat in the pasuk. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them that im lo yavru, that means that's the pasuk, im yavru, will give you the whole gilot. The whole gilot we're giving you. But yavru, you have to go over. Im lo yavru, if you won't do, you won't be yavru. So memele, so then I'm telling you, afal pikein, in Eretz Yisrael, you'll get a chelik. In Eretz Yisrael, get a chelik. So the pasuk is coming to tell us that im lo yavru, that's the purpose of the pasuk, they'll get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Not for a meizin to tell me, you don't say it in my kofel. The pasuk is just coming to tell us that im lo yavru, to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Now let us see Rashi so far. Marshal de Moshe, Rabbi Chanina is explaining what Moshe Rabbeinu is accomplishing with the im lo yavru. Lamo hadova doina. Kach, Shara Shvotim Yitlo Eretz Kanan. The rest of the Shvotim will take Eretz Kanan. Ushnei Shvotim Eilu Yavru Esa Yavdin Lemulchome. The Hainu Dumi Yedi Yitlem Masayim Zuz. They'll go over to the Mulchome. That's equivalent, like, we're helping you. We're not going to get an Eretz Yisrael, but we're helping you. That's equivalent to the Masayim Zuz. Vitlo Eretz Agil. And they'll take the whole Eretz Gil. Ve'im lo yavlu, but if they don't go over, lo yafsidu chelkam be'eretz Kanaan, da'ainu shal nechosim. Then they'll get their chelik in the other nechosim, which that's the moshul. Mi goram loy litolim echov v'shal nechosim, kfei loy gom aloy. So in the moshul he says, the only reason the third son received the chelik in Soda Aleph and Soda Beis is because the father said, if you don't give them a Messiah Mitzvah, you'll get a chelik in Soda Aleph, Soda Beis. The im loy kofal, if the father would not have said this, a yisi shemeya, the im loy yitain, if he doesn't give, yitel bois is Soda kifi chelik hamagiyoy boy. That means, the father is giving field. This field is Reuven, this field is Shimon's, and I'll give you the third field if you pay for it, Messiah Mitzvah. If you won't pay Messiah Zuz, so then I'm not giving to any son in particular, so then all three sons will divide it equally. So yeah, that's understood. We're not talking about that. I will be shtei sodei shehikzisim lo'ochid. But I would think the first two fields which were given already for his two brothers, la'yitel klum, that he won't take a chelik in that. The Choskein and Avada Gevish Shloyitel Boisai Soda, in the third field, he won't take a Neged Shal Nechosa. That's also, that without saying anything, I know, I would think, I would assume that he wouldn't take any Chalik in Soda Aleph and Soda Beis. And also, I would assume that he won't get more in Soda Gimel because he's not taking Soda Aleph, Soda Beis. That's what I would think. You would, that means if with this marshal would be a factual marshal, so the third son would get a third of Soda Gimel, and that's it. And therefore, the father had to say that if he doesn't give Masayim Zuz, he'll get a chelik and chelik aleph and chelik beis. Af b'nei God b'nei Reuven kfeilis hadvarim gorma lehem. That what Moshe Rabbeinu repeated, im lo yavru, litel chelkom beretz knat. Now they're capable of taking a chelk in eretz knat. Sheim lo yikofel. If he wouldn't have doubled it, so he wouldn't have repeated it, yishayim lo yitl bo klo, ela beretz gilad ma shemegiyim bo. I would think they wouldn't get a chelik in Eretz Canaan, only in Eretz Gilad. So that's how Rab Chanina learned pshat in the pasuk. Now the Gemara has a kasha on this Rab Chanina. So the Gemara has a kasha. V'aloidomye moshel lemasnis. The moshel that Rab Chanina gave is not the way he said pshat in the psukim in our Mishnah. Hosam ktoni, in the Mishnah he said, without the ve'im lo yavru, yesh b'mashme shafilu be'eretz kenan lo yimchalu. In the Mishnah, Rab Chanina said, if it wouldn't have said lo yavru, they wouldn't get even in Eretz Kenan. What does even in Eretz Kenan mean? Not only in Eretz Gilad they wouldn't get, they wouldn't even get in Eretz Kenan. Alma, so from the Mishnah would seem that the Pasuk is coming not only to tell us they'll get a chelik in Eretz Kenan, it's coming to tell us also they're going to get a chelik in Eretz Gilad. Alma kveilel Eretz Gilad nami mahani. That's what it seems from the Mishnah. Bahachektoni, in the Baraisa Rab Chanina speaking, mi gorem loy lirish im ochiv bishar nechosim, kfeile gorem loy. And here when Rab Chanina explains the Pasuk, he says that the repeating of the Dawat the Father said over the second Tzad, that gives them a schus bishar nechosim. But not for Eretz Gilad, or in the Moshul, not for the third field. So we have now a stira between Rab Chanina and the Baraisa, and Rab Chanina in our Mishnah. Rab Chanina in our Mishnah says that without saying Im Lo Yavru, they would not get a chelik in Gilad, and not even in Eretz Kenan. And the Im Lo Yavru is coming to tell us that if they don't go over, they'll get a chelik in both. And Rab Chanina and the Baraisa says that the Kfeila is telling us that they'll get a chelik, that he'll get a chelik in the first two fields. But it would seem, but the third field, he'll get a chelik without a Kfeila. So the Gemara answers, Loi Kashe. It's not Kashe. Rab Chanina of our Mishnah and Rab Chanina of the Barais. Ha mi kami dinem elei Rab Meir v'noichezu, ha lebosar dinem elei Rab Meir v'noichezu. So the Gemara says that Rab Chanina in the beginning did not know b'chlal Rab Meir's taine. So he says, I don't understand you. You need this pasuk to tell me that if they don't go over, they'll get a chelik in Gilad, they'll get a chelik in Eretz Knan. That's what he said in the Mishnah. The Pasuk is not coming to tell us that they'll lose the Matana of Gilad. The Matana of Eretz Gilad, that's understood they'll lose. But the Pasuk is coming to tell us that Al Koponim, they'll get an equal chelik in Gilad and Knan. So then, that was Rab Chanina in the Mishnah. Then Rab Meir told him, listen, if you're right, let it say, v'neichezu b'seichechem, so I'll know they'll get a chelik, and the Eretz Knan is in Meyuta, so Eretz Knan is coming to tell us we need a tnaikov. So after Rab Meir's kashet Rab Chanina, so Rab Chanina had answered, you're right, v'neichezu b'seichechem comes to tell me that they'll get a chelik in Eretz Gilad. But I wouldn't know they'd get a chelik in Eretz Knan. So that's what we need, Be'eretz Knan, to tell me they'll get a chelik in Eretz Knan. So the Baraisa is coming after Rab Meir's rebuttal, after Rab Meir's teretz to Rab Chanina's kasha. So the whole kasha of Rab Meir was the word Be'eretz Knan. So in the Baraisa he's answering, you need Be'eretz Knan to tell me that in the chelik of the other brothers will get a chelik. And in Eretz Gilad, that I know from Vanech Subisaychechem. That is what the Gemara answers. Let us see Rashi. That Rashi also mas nisen ktoni, she'im loy kofal, loy hoyo neitlem klum. the Mishnah says, that Rav Chanina had said, if he would not repeat the Imla Yavu, they would not get anything. Loikan v'loikan. They wouldn't get a chelik in Eretz Gilad, not a chelik in Eretz Kanan. The comma, she'av be'eretz Kanan she'enena chaviv lehem lo yiklu. And the Mishnah says, without saying Imla Yavu, not only Eretz Gilad would I count to them, I would count to them in Eretz Kanan also. Midiktoni she'av, even Eretz Kanan they wouldn't get. Mashm the chosh came Eretz Gilad, she'bochu ba'azich I count to them, and they won't get. So from the Mishnah would seem that that what the Pasuk had to be marich im lo yavru is to tell me two things. I'll get a chelik in Eretz Gilad and a chelik in Eretz Kanaan. That's what the Rabbi Chanina says in the Mishnah. And in the Barais it says that the kvela helps for the two fields that he had already given to the brothers. But it seems for the third field there's no need of a kefil. That's what it would seem from the Baraisa. So the Gemara says, like Kashi. Masnis and Diktoni, She'av, the Mashma, the Chosh came Be'eretz Gilad. I would think they won't have a chelik in Eretz Kanan, and about the Gebis in Eretz Gilad, we cancel them for everything. Mikame the name Alei Rab Meir. Before Rab Meir had answered him in Kein Nichte Benoichezu, Vavasov Rab Chanina the Kula Milsadosh Rab Meir Letanai Kofel. The whole Pasuk uses only for Tanai Kofel. He says, the whole Pasuk? If it wouldn't have anything, Shil Mole Kein Shekofel Dvor, Yeshmash Meshav Beretz Kanan Lo Yitlu, Vachoshkein Bamokim Achoviv Lahem, that they also wouldn't get. The Michlal Haina Yinu Shoim Imla. The Imla Yavu. That I know Poshit. That Imla Yavu is Sita Lemes Eretz Gilad. That I would know without the Imla Yavu that if they don't go over, they Zicham won't get Eretz Gilad the Matone. O Memele the Beretz Knan Loi Shokli. Doloi Ozi Lemich Bisho. Eretz Knan they also won't get because they did not participate in the Kibbush. So Rab Chanina, the Mishnah is telling us, without anything, I would assume they wouldn't get a chelik, not Neretz Gilad, and not Neretz Knam. Ubaraisa diktoni, dulayahani kveila ela leretz Knam, Amar Rab Chanina, bosa doma le Rab Meir. After Rab Meir had asked Rab Chanina, nichtev krov v'noichazu, he saw that say v'noichazu besoichacham, lomli beretz Knam. So we see now that the Rab Meir is saying, "V'neichzu b'soychecham." I agree with you that you need to tell us I'll get a chelik. Well, why does he say be'eretz Kanan? Amalei Rab Chanina little chelik be'eretz Kanan ani. The leikos ve'av amine v'neichzu b'soychecham be'eretz Gilad, because they participated in the kibush. Be'eretz Kanan, I would think we won't give them a chelik. It's kamash malon. That they'll get a chelik afilu in Eretz Kanan, and that's the sugya. Now let us see Taisvis. Eli kosav Eretz Kanan. Now this is on the previous Gemara that Rav Meir had said that it should say v'neichazu b'seichechem, and from that I will know that if they don't go over, they'll have a chelik b'seichechem all over Gilad and Kanan. And Rav Chanina said, no, if we'd say v'neichzu b'soichechem, I would think that's only going on Eretz Gilad, because they participated in the kibbush. But Eretz Kanan, I would think they don't have a chelik. It's kamash melon b'Eretz Kanan, afilu n'Eretz Kanan. Perish b'kontras. De'im lo yavru, I would think if it says v'neichzu b'soichechem, Yitlo chelkom kefiyam egiyom b'eretz Gilad. They'll get a chelik in Eretz Gilad. Shenech zubo kvar. The ganz klar yisro had an achuz in Eretz Gilad. Ve'heim siyu eschem l'kovsho. They participated in the kibbush. So the Pasuk is telling us that they don't go over, but I'll kapon them. They're deserving of a chelik in Eretz Gilad. Avo b'eretz knan, klal uklal loy, shrei loy siyu l'kovsho. They did not participate at all in the kibbush. Kamash Malon. So that's the Chiddush of Be'eretz Knan, Afal Pikein Yitl. Period. The Kosher. So Tosfos has two Kashes on Rashi. Kasha number one. Chi Eize Sforehi Sheyeshvu Bebotayim V'yirshu Machayim Sheyotzu L'Muchomah. I mean, according to Rashi, that is what the Pasuk is telling us. I would think they wouldn't get a chelik in Eretz Knan. They didn't participate in the kibbush. Kamash Malon, even though they don't go over, they're sitting pretty in Gilad, look at a chelik in Eretz Knan. In fact, this is what Takib Shat and Pasuk, why should we give them a chelik if everyone else participated in the kibbush of Eretz Knan and not them? Why are they deserving of a chelik? Va'oid, the einai doime, Lemoshel the Maisi. So the Dvayakev says Pshat that in the Moshel the brother that is being given two Chalokim in Soda Aleph and Soda Beis, so Al Kolponim he didn't do less than the other brothers. That means, in the marshal of Rab Chanina, he said, if you don't give them a Masayim Zuz, you're going to get a chelik, and so the Aleph, and so the Beis. That means, just like they didn't have to do something special to get so the Aleph, and so the Beis, you're not doing anything special, you also get a chelik, and so the Aleph, and so the Beis. That is the marshal. Now, the nimshal is that they're going to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So you're not similar to the brothers. The brothers were kaivish and you weren't kaivish. So the marshal is not similar to the nimshal. Esesatosis is asking two kashas. It's not mistava that the first kashas is not mistava b'chlal. They should get a chelik in Eretz Canaan without participating. And number two, if they're getting a chelik without participating, so this is not the marshal of Rab Chanina. The marshal of Rab Chanina is, he told the third brother, you're equal to the other brothers in their chalokim. So good, he's equal. But in the nimshal, he's better than the other brothers. They were kaivish and he wasn't kaivish. Lekach nira l'rila forish. The pashtei dekro hochi. So the Ri says, not the way Rashi says, that nice if you go over, if you don't go over, the Chiddush is, I believe, you don't go over, you'll get Eretz Yisrael. That doesn't make sense. The Kach Nira L'Riga Forish, the Pashti, the Krohochi, the Pasuk says as follows. Im Yavru Chalutzim Baroshei Hatzova. The Tnai was not to go over. The Tnai was, you're going to be in the front. That was what the Tnai was. Lies rishainim b'milchama. You're going to be in the front. Bischar toivizu. You're doing a big thing. You're going up in the front. Sheyasu imacheim. Tinoslem eretz gilod. We'll give you a, now eretz gilod, theoretically, you only deserve a 12th of eretz gilod. We're going to give you the whole eretz gilod, which is mustama more than your chelik and Eretz Yisrael also that you would have gotten. We're going to give you the whole Eretz Gilad for doing such a wonderful thing of going in the front. That was Im Yav. V'im lo yisamsu, but, we're not talking about not going over, but what right you not to go over. But if you won't do this type, you won't be in the front, you're going to go like everyone else. I should be in the front. V'im lo yisamsu yoysam e'acheyem. You'll be equal to the brothers. Whatever they do, I'll do also. So then you'll be equal to brothers. I'm doing a favor to you. I'm giving you a whole Eretz Gilad. For the whole Eretz Gilad, I expect something in return. You should be in the front. That was the offer. You'll be in the front, I'll give you a whole Eretz Gilad. If you're not masking, you don't agree to this, you don't want to be in the front, so you'll be equal to everyone else. So you get chalokim, you get chalokim in Eretz Yisrael, get chalokim in Eretz Gilad. If you won't be different in your effort for Klal Yisrael, in your giving chalik, you won't be different in your receiving chalik. That was the tonight. Le Yisayu, לא יש אמצו יאיסה מהחיים ונוי חזו בוחי נפוש תהי לא יקוס בוחי נפוש תהי לא יקוס בארץ כנען. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. The Pasuk is telling us that if you won't be misamed, you'll be equal. You're equal in effort, you're equal in receiving. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. But let us think 1 minute. But that means, without the Pasuk, Abchanina said, I would think they don't get anything. Now, that doesn't make sense. I'm not going out in the front. Good. If I go out in the front, you'll give me Eretz Gilo. Fine. If I don't go out in the front, nothing. You don't give me Eretz Kanan? Well, why should I get Eretz Kanan? I'm fighting together with them. Vachin afosh. Di loy kosa veretz knan hava minem. Sheim lo yavru chalutzim veloy shamul chome. Veloy yisayu bekivishos el kishal shvotim. Klalu klalu yitlu meyeretz knan. That's what I would think. Kamash malon davo pikein yitlu. So al kaponim, the kamash malon is if the effort is equal, so the receiving will be equal. That's the kamashmon. So the kamashmon we understand. Taisvus understands it. We're equals. You get an equal chalik. That's daimed to the mushal. The pasuk we can understand. And according to Rashi, Taisvus didn't understand the mushal and the logic. They're not going over and they're getting a chalik. Fine. So, but now we have to understand one thing. But without a pasuk, I would think they go over. They fight equally, and they don't get Eretz Kanan. Now, what kind of havamin is that? The question. The heichi teisik adaita shlo yitl kab Eretz Kanan, kivin shesiyu bekibush k'may acherem. Why shouldn't they get a chelik in Eretz Kanan? V'yesh loyma, v'sal kedaita hamina, kivin shehukza Eretz Kanan l'shar shvotem. Eretz Knan was hukta, was nesyachet for the other shvatim. Shremei oisai sho sheshalu b'nei God b'nei Reuven Eretz Gilad nasu k'moy shesilku atzmon milachloik b'Eretz Knan. He says, the b'nei God b'nei Reuven, when they said their whole request, they were misalik themselves from Eretz Knan. Now I'd like to mention the pasuk is meiridik. The pasuk in Parshas Matay says, "Ki loy ninchal itam me'eva le'yardim bala." They said a blank statement. They said that this is before all the tnaim of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is before Moshe Rabbeinu just told them you're going to make a lot of tzores by not going over. So they told him before they told him like this. That they offered v'anachta necholitz chushim of nebnei Yisrael. We're going to go the lifnei bnei Yisrael d'asher me'avoinu mel mekoimam. Our children will be here, and we'll go there. Le'inoshuv el boteinu at yisnachal b'nei Yisrael yisnachlose. We're gonna, you're timing, we don't want to cooperate, we're gonna go, we're gonna fight for Klal Yisrael. But then they told Moshe Rabbeinu, ki le'inimchal ito me'eva le'yardim bo. We're not going to take over, they're still in the requesting stage. But we don't want to take what we claim chalita meva layadim v'holo ki bo nachlaseinu lein meva yadim yisrael. We don't want Eretz Yisrael. I hear what you say. If we don't go over, so we can make a lot. We're going to go over. I'm telling you, we can go over. But again, we don't want Eretz Yisrael ki loinin chalita meva layadim v'holo. And there's a mayor de Ramban. The Ramban says, we want our children to be here, and we'll go over and fight. Zuk the Ramban, if you're not maskim, you don't agree that our children should be here. Afilu im leitach peitz losus lonu atas oretz. You don't want to give us Eretz Gila. Naver imoem. We'll go over with the children. Onu v'chola shalonu. We'll go over. You don't want to give it to us. Fine. I'll accept that also. We'll go over with the children. Avolainin chalita. We'll go over and we'll fight, but I don't want to be in Eretz Yisrael.
We don't want Eretz Yisrael. We'll come back here. You don't want to leave our children there, so we'll take over the children. So they said, Bepem Mole, they don't want Eretz Yisrael. It's not, I mean, it's not for them. That's not their Nachla. Afterwards, we'll go back. After we take care, we'll come back. Eretz Yisrael is not our Nachla. So Memele, so there's a Meredik Yisvorit to say, that they said Beferish, they were Mesalik themselves from the Schus in Eretz Yisrael. They said Bepamola, we don't want Eretz Yisrael. So I would think, that means, so Eretz Yisrael, forget about. Eretz Yisrael, they said they don't want Eretz Yisrael. So we're telling them, if you go over, you'll get Eretz Gilot. And if you don't go over, well, Eretz Gilot, I understand you won't get, because there's conditions that have to be met. Eretz Yisrael you don't want. You're a Messiah. You don't want Eretz Yisrael. So I would think, even though you're fighting, but you don't want Eretz Yisrael, so you're a Messiah yourself from Eretz Yisrael. So I would think you wouldn't get Eretz Yisrael. So the Pasuk says, no. If you go over and you fight, and you do the same what all the other Yidden are doing, you're going to get Eretz Yisrael. You're going to get Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. So the Pasuk is being Mechadish, that even though they were Mesalik themselves from Eretz Yisrael, so we would think, like you don't want it, it's nicht. No. If you'll go over and you'll fight, you'll get a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. That's what Tosfos says. Just one second. Salka Daitach Amin, Kim Yishuk Tzeretz Yisrael L'Shar Shvotet. Shrei mei oisi, shoshe, shol, bnei gov, nei ruven, eretz gilot, nasu ke moishe silku, atzma milachlik, beretz kanan. They said, we don't want to have a chelik in eretz kanan. V'neima, so memele, sh'im lo yekaimu tnom, so good, we will give you eretz agilot, if you mekaim yetnai. Im lo yekaimu tnom, lo yilem chelik bo, you will mesalik yourself. The mashmalon, Beretz Kanan, that's it says the Pasuk Beretz Kanan, loima, shitlu chelkom kishar shvotim kan vekan. No. What you said is nothing. You're asking for a taive. If you go with Mesiris Nefesh, we'll do the taive. And if not, your request is not accepted, your siluk is not accepted, and then you'll be like every other yid. You'll get like every other yid in Faltik. That's how Taisus learns pshat in the Pasuk. Now, one more kasha, Tosfos asks, Vim Taima. So it comes out like this, that there'd be a svore, that means like this, let us just think logically for 1 minute. If there wouldn't be of this siluktik svore, so Tosfos said, so they're like every other yid, they're participating like every other yid, so you should get like every other yid. So but to be a svare, maybe Eretz Yisrael, not because they were Mesal themselves. Vim Toima, lichtev kro be Eretz Kanan bilvad. So let the Pasuk say, v'neichzu be Eretz Kanan. V'lein nichtu v'neichzu b'soichich. And according to Rabbi Chanina, there's two psukim. If you don't go over, you're going to get neichzu b'soichich and Eretz Gilot. Be Eretz Kanan, you can get Eretz Kanan. Let it just say v'neichzu be'eretz kanan, u'memeilo yadanu kivin she'noitlem chelkom be'eretz shehukzo l'shar shvotim, koshkim she'yitl chelkom be'eretz gilot shehukzo l'shar shvotim. So that means, even though this is very hooked, so this is very silko, afal pikein, they'll get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz gilot is ichi should get a chelik. Why not? So why do you need two psukim? We never gave you special schusim, special privileges in Eretz Kanan. So then, you're participating equally with Klal Yisrael. So yitlu. Avo Beretz Gilot Shenisyafa Koicham. Here we're giving you more than Klal Yisrael, with under the condition you'll go in the front. Here there's a svare, we want to give you more Eretz Gilot, so you want to have a stronger leverage. If you'll do what we want you to do, you'll get gewaldig, get kol Eretz Gilot. But if you won't do what we want you to do, So Mamela, and you very much, we wanted to be Mahanu in Eretz Gilut, so we'll take away Eretz Gilut from you. That's why it says both psukim. Now let's go further in the Gemara. I'd first like to learn the Gemara, then I'd like to elaborate on the difficulties of the next Gemara we're going to learn. The Gemara says like this: Bishleim al Rameya, Hainu Dechsiv Impetiv says, the Rabbi Nishlam had a shmuz with Kain, Hevel with Makir Vakolben, and Anes Goli happened by Hevel, Yolda Ishmin Hashemayim by his Kolben. Nothing happened. He was very hurt. So the Rabbi Nishlam told them, listen, why are you so hurt? Let me just tell you. Im teitev seis. Im loy seitev lepesach chatos roivets. Let us see what Rashi says. So the Rebbein Shom told them, im teitev seis, masascha, you'll better your ways, you'll do dvorim toivin, you'll get scha. Im loy seitev lepesach poronius mochenes lo. So the Rebbein Shom told Kayin, both sides of the coin. If taitiv, you'll get scha. Im loy saitiv, you'll get peronius. Alme kfeila beino. So you see, cloth, you have to speak clearly the other side, and then he'll lose what I told him before. V'im loy kofle, but it would seem, if he would not have repeated or not have explained the other tzad, Michi Yomar im Teitiv says, Havish Aminon, Afilum Loi Seitiv Nami says. That means, this pasuk is a raya to Rameya. Im Teitiv, you'll get schar. And what'll be im Loi Teitiv? You'll also get schar. The Tnai Sheloi Kofloi Einei Mevatel Matone. There was a matone the Rabbi Nishlam said, he's going to give a matone of schar. And then there was a condition, you'll get the schar im teitiv. But according to Ramei, and that's the pashta dekro, what'll be, and if you won't be teitiv, you'll also get the matone. That's why it was necessary for the Torah to say, im loy seitiv, if you won't, is lepesach chatosoy. So according to Rameya, it's very good. Ela l'Rab Chanina l'Omoli, he should have just said, im teitiv says, and finished. And I'll be able to figure out how, b'klal hei natu shemei alat. Sal kedai toch amina, so Rab Chanina answered, im teitiv agro. No, it says in the posik, if you'll do good pulis, you'll get schar. That's what it says. V'im loy seitiv, now I can derive from this, im loy seitiv, loy agro, you won't get schar. But for loy dino, but not you'll get peronius either. I'm talking about schar. So the understanding, miklal hei nata shemei alav, you'll get schar im teitiv. If loy teitiv, you won't get schar. That's it. But peronius, who's talking about peronius? Kamash malam, that you'll get peronius also. Now, first let us say Rashi, and then I want to try to elaborate on this Gemara. Salke daitach, kloima, miklole loyhave nafgelon, ela bitl matone. Shu miklal heinat shemei alav. If im teitiv, I'll figure out that if it'll be im loy seitiv, you won't get the matone. Hoim loy seitiv loy siso schar, that's poshit. Uparanuso, nami loisishko. Ochitzrich kveilo, dina de poranuso. That's why the you need the other half to tell you that it'll be poranus. Now, I'd like to mention first two ha'oris from the Rishash. We have two very interesting gemoris, which are contradictory. We started off, the pasuk said, im yavru, I'll give you Eretz Gilot. So Rab Chanina said, what'll be im lo yavru?
all the way, you won't get there. You will get Eretz Gil. Im lo yavru, you won't get Eretz Gilad, you won't get Eretz Canaan. That's either possible to tell me. Here, Reb Chanina did not say, Im lo yavru, I won't give you the matana. No. Im lo yavru, we'll throw the book at you. You won't get Eretz Gilad, you won't get, we'll cancel you. That I understand me. And the posuk has to come to tell me that, no, we'll be lenient. We'll give you Eretz Gilad. Here, the same Reb Chanina, here already it's different. In Taitiv, you'll get schar. Im lo yseitiv, we won't give you schar. Give you Poronius? Who would have a cholam of such a thing? So, Rab Chanina is l'cheira not consistent. When it came to the Bnei God of Bnei Reuven, he said, Misvore, if you won't go over, we'll take everything away from you. That's understood. I'm giving you a favor, and if not, we'll take everything away from you. And the Pasuk has to come to tell me, no, well, We just won't give you the maton. I need a special pasuk for that. And here, Rab Chanina says, that im taitiv, you'll get schar. Im lo yseitiv, you won't get schar. But Poronius, you're talking about Poronius. This haore the Rishash asked. And the Rishash says, Rab Chanina means we can never know how to understand how far the lav, we can build the lav from the aim. So therefore, This Rishash is an Amad Aleph. He says it's an Amad Aleph. So this is a Lachar Koshin. Doch a Mash Medi like Kofli. Have a minute to Yuknesu. Bleit lo klau. Vav she yelchu vi yisayi biti bish Eretz Kanan. Kishar shvotin. Vo begilot. Kva si yo kechad mehem. Lekame b'mam rina libe des akta eframinem. Lai teitim lai agav lai dinam. ישלאים בדאך דאס אין רצלאים דל האב ידין אין אמע חובן אייגל רצלאים לאג בלדין אי אפילו דין א קבל דרשאש מינס טו סיי וד בי ורי אנקליר האו טו בי מדייק האו פאר דה לאב איי קאן בי מדייק דה לאב פרום דיי איי וודנט נו סם מיי לאק א תינג לייק דיס איי קאן תינג לייק דיס דאס לחיר איי מין איץ' קייס איט סימס דט בי One case I could think like this, one case I could think like this. That's why I need the psukim to guide me what the true love is. Fine. Now, there's another issue. Mention the Shash asks from a Gemara in Brochus. I'd like to mention the Gemara in Brochus, and then we'll appreciate the Shash's kasha. I'm going to make a kasha. Gemara Brochus Dav Zayin Amad Aleph says as follows: Oma Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi Kol Dibo VeDibo SheYotza MePi Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeToiva. Rabbi Nishlom says a Dibo LeToiv Afilu Al Tnai. Even the Toiva was said on a condition. LeChazabai, it's given, and even though the condition wasn't fulfilled, Minalom. Mi Moshe Rabbeinu, shenema heref mi meni vashmidei, ve'escha oisach legoy otzo. And the Rabbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu two things. One thing, hashmidei, chas v'shalom, that the Rabbeinu Shalom will be mashmid Klal Yisrael. And number two, he told them, ve'escha oisach legoy otzo. Ah, forgave the boy. So it seems that this is a broche let adov otayit, ve'escha oisach legoy otzo. But this whole dibur was said under a condition that Vashmide. Ah, Algav, the boy Moshe Rachmi Yalo de Milse, Ubotlo, Moshe Rabbeinu, made sure that it shouldn't be Vashmide. That was the tool of Moshe Rabbeinu. Felohochvei Ukmi Bizari. But that Avtocha was Niskayim. It says by the Vayibne Elezer Rechavia Horosh, Ne Rechavia Robu Lamailo, Tani Rav Yosef Lamaila Mishishim Ribui. That for Moshe Rabbeinu himself came out more than Shishim Ribui, the Rabbeinu Shalom said he'll become a Goy Otzom, and he became a Goy Otzom. Even though the Tanai was not met, the condition wasn't met, Rabbeinu Shalom says a Dibul Taiv becomes. So now we have over here an Ofen Gemara, The Gemara calls it a tonight. That means there was a dibur toit that was set on the condition. The condition wasn't met, but the Rabbi Nishlam says a dibur toit, it'll become. So a Gemara is very schwer. A Gemara is schwer. What are you checking with Rab Chanina? The Rabbi Nishlam told Kayim, im teite seis. Seis, schab. I'm going to give you schab. Masa schab. A condition. Im teite. Right? So that's a dibur toiv. No, a dibur toiv on a condition. I feel that the condition wasn't met. It's also in this kind. So therefore the Rabbi Nishlam say, that's all the time. But, So what are you checking with Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Chanina should have said, Ayin bebrochis, Rab Zayin, betim sonachas. What are you checking with me? That's the Rishash's kasha. I'm going to the kikasha. Oh, that's the kasha. So what does he answer? Agavucha, I just want to mention another kasha. This whole Gemara is Mamash Apela. The Merei Misode asks a fakerte kasha on the whole Gemara. According to Rav Meir, it's good. If you tell someone, I'll give you schar, you'll do good things. So, how do you get schar if you don't do good things? So, I'm giving you schar if you do good things. So according to Rav Meir, you do good things. For what does he deserve schar for? What are you giving him schar for? But Al Kaponim, let's not get into that, that's a problem. But the Gemara seems to say, according to Rameya, that's it. I said I'm giving you schar, and since the condition was not nichpal, so that means you're going to get schar. But according to Rab Chanina, it's not necessary to be careful. So the Rishash asks, we have a klal? We have a klal that, kol dibur sheyotza mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'toiva afilo al p'nai lechos. Zakt der Rishash, a very interesting teretz. Amur de ke teretz. So the Rishash, let's see what the Rishash answers. So the Rishash says, ye koshali, ke hutzach le kofloi, ye shloime, lafi shaporonius al chait, einena ro behemes. Poronius is not bad. Shal yodoi mismare kachet, ve yiske lechaye yad. The other tzad, that there'll be peronius, I'm not taking away any toiv from you. You're gonna get your toiv through the peronius. That means peronius, yisurim memark and avinoisim shalodom. I'm not taking away the toiv from you. You're gonna get the toiv through the peronius. So the Gemara in Broches is no problem. You're still getting the toiv. No, the kasha was, why is it necessary to repeat? So the kasha, according to... Alright, we'll come back to this. But that's what the Rishash answers. So it stems with the Gemara in Broches. So I got very confused. Alright, that's the Gemara's kasha, according to Rav Chanina, is shver. Right. So what did Rav Chanina answer? He says, oh, let me tell you something. If it would only say imitative, I wouldn't think he gets peronius. I would think he doesn't get schar. So the pasuk tells me he gets peronius. So now, what do you mean I would think he doesn't get schar? The man Brocha says, Rabbi Nishlam says he gets schar, that's a dover type shiyotza mepi HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never chayzer. So Mamela, how would I think he doesn't get schar? The whole teretz of the Rishash, the only way the Rishash avoided the Gemara and Brocha, he says, Peronius is also broche. It's Mismark and Avinoisa, we're able to get Schar, the Dover Toy will be Niskayim. With the Imloy Seitev, it's going to be Niskayim. So, I'm Yoitse the Gemara broche. But the Gemara in the Teret says, I would think he doesn't get Schar. So how does that stem with the Gemara broche? He doesn't, the Rishash does not address the Gemara broche according to the Teret of the Gemara. So I think, I don't know if the Rishash meant this, but I think the Meforshim ask a kasha, the Mizrochi asks a kasha, the Lechem Mishnah asks a kasha. We have here a Moiridiki Gemara in Broches,
that kol dibur sheyotem ki kadosh baruch hu l'toive afilu al tnai leichos. Afilu there was a tnai leichos. So the eskikashe vayiro Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu was afraid. Why was he afraid? The person was mafichim. Shem agorem achet. Kol dibur sheyotem ki kadosh baruch hu l'toive ein echoizah. What do you have to be afraid of? Agorem achet. What? Afilu there was a tnai ein echoizah. He was not knowing. Moshem told him something. So a dibur toiv is not chayza. This kasha the Mizrachi yes, this kasha the Lechem Mishneh. So the Lechem Mishneh and the Mizrachi say one teretz, 100%. A tnai, a condition. The Moshem that the dibur toiv is going to be, even though the condition wasn't the sky. That's a yesod. But a chet, what? A chet is destroys any toiv. Forget about it. Toiv can only be without chet. When there's chet already, the haftocha, without any conditions, everything will come bottle on the bottle. That's the koyach of chet. You can't mention this gemara. This gemara is talking about without chet. There was a tnai. So the tnai wasn't met. It'll also be in this kind. But chet destroys everything. That's what they answer. So lachayre, that is, according to the Rishash, that's the teretz of our Gemara. The Gemara is saying, Im loy seitev, you won't get schav. What's with the Gemara? Im loy seitev, that means lo bichet. You're going to lose the schav. This yesod, that they said that by chet, it is not applicable. The klal of kol dibur, sheyotze piyagadish bochul, letoiva v'letnai lechoza, that's only by etnai and not by chet. I think this yisod says in the maskonos haGemara, because the Gemara says he won't get schar. Period. That is one nekude. I'd like to be ma'ira another nekude. What is pshat in the Rishash? The Rishash says that the paronius is also a bracha, also a toive. It's a toive that. This Marco Avinoisov, and so it's a toiv, but not, you still have the Dovo toiv. Be'etim, I'd like to mention two Mara Mekoymes, and this is what the Rishash says. There is a Haredim Toivloi. A Haredim in Dagdama says Toivloi la Adam lekabel kol einche gehenim ubuvach la yapsit schore loy lamabo. It's worthwhile that a person should have kol einche gehenim, whatever this kol is very inclusive, he shouldn't lose the schore loy lamabo. So Einche Gehenem is a Meiridike Toive for the person. And in Emerson it's not a Charedim, it's a Gemara Chagige. The Gemara Chagige said that Adat Rameh had a Rebbe Acher, and there was a Baskel that said that he was a Meiridike Baal Toire, so Leile Dine, he won't get Gehenem. But since he was a Gewaltike Varian, he won't get Gan Eden either. And Rameh said, what? The Rebbe won't get Gan Eden. He was missing, and he made sure that he should go into Gehenem. And he was in Ghana for 150 years. Later he should be able to go into Gan Eden. So that's one yesod. I mean, the Haredim says this. So this yesod of the Rishash is Meiridik Emes. This is a broche. The Goyim is, it's also brought down in Dakdome to Divrei Emes. He brings down from the Goyim. The Goyim says, after a person is Nifta, they show him the Gan Eden. And then they also show him all the averes that he had done. Umachmas goydel hachuke asher hu roitzel is adem sham. They show him what the Gan Eden is all about. And he has such a meiridike cheshik to go into Gan Eden. When he yoche lichne shamachmas shimeluchlech betzayis avinoisav. He has a whole peckle of averes. Hu merutze lehei onesh begehenem ba'oinshim koshim ulmorim haklovei achet kach lepanugi aganei. Same thing like the Haredim says, he goes into Gehenna with a simcha, because it's a therapy. You have to go from after this Gehenna to be able to go in Gan Eden. So this yisod of the Rishash is a meiridike dava muskim. But I don't understand one thing. The pasuk says, "Im teitiv says, if you're going to do good pulis, you'll get schar." Right. So then the pasuk says, "Im loy seitiv, if you do bad pulis, you'll get onshim." Now, if he's going to do bad pulis, what kind of schar is he going to get? It seems the pasuk is telling that the Rabbi Shalom told Chaim like this. Let's talk from today in prison. If you're going to do good pulis, that means you're going to live another 100 years. If you're going to do good pulis this 100 years, you're going to get schar. If you're going to do bad pulis, what does it mean? That does mean a little good, it means you won't do good pulis. You do bad pulis. If you do bad pulis, you'll get onshim. Like the Rishash, but the Rabbi Nishlom told him he's going to get the Tadava Tov, he's going to get Tzchav. So he says, no, the Paronius is also good. Because eventually he'll get into Gan Eden. How is he going to get into Gan Eden if he does bad pulis? Im Loi Seitiv, we're telling him, if you won't do good pulis, you're going to get Ganem. So he said, but that's also good. That's good if he has something unless we're going on this past track record. That means Yizikha did good pulis before. So the Paroni is, but we're talking about Nuscha. I mean, this, it's very difficult to understand what the Rishash is saying. Im Taitiv says Nuscha. You're gonna do new good pulis, you'll get Nuscha. So the Nuscha, so that's called Dovo Toiv Shelson Piyakadish Pol. He's supposed to get it. Then he said, "Im loy seitiv, if you won't do any more any good pulls, you do bad pulls, so you can get paronius." So this dava taiv is botul mevutul. And further, so I don't really understand what the Rishash is answering.